Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from Israel with our Covenant Journey group of students, 24 colleges, 40 students. This is one of several trips that we're taking through 2018. And this was an amazing experience. This is very encouraging what we see happening with our young generation. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and also founder and president of Covenant Journey. Joining me is Cindy Matthews, who is the director of Covenant Journey. And Cindy, you were on that trip as well. You go on all these trips to Israel with these Covenant Journey young people. You know, one of the amazing things that we see is the life transformation that happens with these Christian college age students. And it's so encouraging because there's so many negative things out there about our young people. But yet we see a very positive sign of a generation that is exceptionally talented. They are energetic, compassionate, and they love the Lord. And we saw that certainly with these students. And share some stories about some of the situations that we encountered along this journey.
Well, that is so true, Matt. It is a life-changing trip for these students in so many different aspects of their life. As we're walking the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and just opening up scriptures that will just cause the black and white words within their Bibles to come alive, full color, we have a chance, an opportunity to actually talk to the students and to learn a little bit more about their background and the impact of the trip on their life. One particular student, Danielle, was most precious to me as we actually had an opportunity to walk and talk quite a bit on this journey. And she shared that the trip will be a trip that she hopes that she'll remember for the rest of her life, that it actually gave her a resolve to become more courageous, a proclaimer of the gospel of Christ. She hopes that she'll be able to return to her campus, which is a secular campus, and be able to be a bolder defender of the gospel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have almost 300 colleges and universities that have been represented from the different students who have gone on Covenant Journey. And sometimes people think, well, these are all Christian college-age students from Christian colleges. Well, it includes Christian colleges, small and large, but also private, public, and even Ivy League schools. So some of these colleges are very, very secular, and these are young people that are pursuing a wide variety of experiences and career paths, but they're all over the country. They're in all these different colleges. You know, one of the things that does happen with this particular group is they bonded right away.
Yes, they did.
And the praise and worship was just amazing. When we were at the Ecce Homo, which is called Behold the Man, where Jesus ultimately was brought before Pontius Pilate, and it's 100% authentic. This is reality. This is where it happened. We have some time for teaching about Jesus being brought before Pontius Pilate. And then we gave them some time to just pray and contemplate. There was not a dry eye in the place. They wept. They got on the floor. They were prostrate. And they were thinking about what our Lord went through. And that transforms the Bible from just black and white or just a story to a reality. And they'll never read the Bible the same way again.
That's true. And even Danielle shared with me that while she experienced just a heartbreaking sadness there in the praetorium, as she realized the depth of humanity, the sin that Jesus took upon himself to give of himself for her and for just the sins of the whole world. She said, then we walked from there and were able to visit the garden tomb. And she was able then to just have unspeakable joy and rejoicing, knowing and seeing that that garden tomb, there, that Christ was not there.
And
it,
you know,
is empty.
It's kind of like the disciples and the apostles, those that were following him, Mary Magdalene, the others that were there that followed Jesus through his earthly ministry. You know, when Friday came and he was crucified on the cross, I mean, their whole hopes, their dreams, what they thought might happen was just crushed, absolutely crushed, because they didn't see what was going to happen on the resurrection day. Jesus told them about it, but they didn't quite fully understand it. It wasn't like they were rejoicing that, yes, Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, and he got the victory over Satan, and he's going to rise again. They were crushed to see their Lord brutally beaten, treated like a criminal of criminals, and they had publicly associated with him. You can imagine what they felt on that crucifixion day when they know what happened to their Lord will likely happen to them because they were publicly supporting him. And so they go through the time where he's in the tomb and finally come the other side out resurrection day, and Jesus appears alive. As Christians, sometimes we breeze through that and we don't take the moment to think about what our Lord went through. And it's so incredibly important what these young people walk through, because they come away with strength of their Christian experience and a boldness to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. They're all over the world in every profession.
That's true. And I think as we end our journey at the Garden Tomb, we have an opportunity for the students not only to participate in communion, but for praise and worship. And it's just like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
It does. It just, they are singing and praising glory to the Lord and just cementing the past 9 days of everything they have seen and walked, tasted, touched, and will return to the United States, to their capital, you know, to their campuses, to their communities, and being able to proclaim with boldness the power of Jesus Christ at that very moment.
Well, as we do this program right now, one of our Covenant Journey students has already departed for Egypt.
Yes,
on a mission trip.
She has.
Another is in Bolivia on a mission trip. Another will be spending 2 years in Germany. Others are completing their nursing exams, finishing school. Some are pursuing medical school. They're all over there in terms of their pursuits and their passions. I've never been associated with or known a ministry that has as powerful of an impact on young people as I've seen with Covenant Journey. And when people ask me to describe what happened, you know, you can't. Even if I were to take a day or two or a week, it's hard to really describe, because what you're seeing is the Spirit of the living God at work in these young people in a way that is powerful. And it's really kind of a glimpse of what we will experience in heaven.
That's true. And I think that they sense that. And as we walk the land and realize that Jesus was there, but he's still there, and it empowers them to return and to be a voice, not only for Israel, but for a stronger faith-building experience as they come back and share what has actually happened to them with others.
Well, so many of them have taken just life-changing decisions after that. Because even though we see what happens there in Israel, and we see their surveys, and you're reading from portions of Danielle, one of our students who gave a powerful survey about how it impacted her view of the scriptures, her faith in the Lord, her understanding of Israel, her desire to be bold. Many of them, unlike other trips where it might be amazing and they can give a good story, this one really is the beginning of a journey. And it has been for all these students that we know, where the journey continues long after they come back, and the transformation continues. And that's only because of the Lord and what he is doing. You know, if you have any doubt about what God is doing, and you probably do about our future generation, because what you're seeing is negative things about our young people. You're seeing how rebellious they are, how shallow they might be. And there's truth to that, no question. But I want to encourage you, because what you may not see is what we're seeing. And that is, God is raising up, for lack of a better term, a Gideon's army, a generation that is more sold out for Jesus by far than our generation. It is not going backwards. It's a leap ahead. This generation, there are people, young people, men and women, exceptionally, incredibly talented in every profession, in every place on campuses, and in every place around the world, that God is raising up a generation unlike any previous generation in our lifetime. And that's what we're able to experience with these young people with Covenant Journey. Go to covenantjourney.org, our Ministry of Liberty Council, covenantjourney.org, to learn more about Covenant Journey. And if you want to transform the life of future Christian leaders that will impact America and the world, there's no better ministry to invest in than Covenant Journey, covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.